This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Peter Payette in for Aaron Selbig tonight. The Medal of Honor is the highest military honor given by the United States. It's awarded to soldiers for personal acts of valor that go above and beyond the call of duty. Beyond Glory is a book about 24 Medal of Honor recipients. It was written by Charlevoix native Larry Smith. When actor Stephen Lang read the book, he was inspired to create a play. And now a documentary film based on the one-man show has been produced. And it will make its Michigan premiere this weekend at the Old Art Building in Leland. Dan Wanshura has been talking with Stephen Lang and joins me now to tell us more about Beyond Glory. Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So who is Stephen Lang and why did he make a show based on this book?
Stephen Lang's a pretty successful actor. You might recognize him from Gods and Generals. He played Lieutenant General Stonewall Jackson. Also, the 2009 film Avatar, he starred as Colonel Miles Quaritch. He said when he read this book, it knocked him out. It was so powerful. The thing that got him was the stories are written in the soldiers' own words. And he says there's such a raw, genuine feel to those stories. Here's a clip from the upcoming documentary based on the book Beyond Glory.
Son, I didn't count the number I killed. 19 of my men died on their hillside. I lost 2 more on the way in. So when we got back, we were 6. Oh, and when we got back, Captain Banyan was there. He'd give us up for dead.
Now, the book includes the stories of 24 men. So how did Stephen Lang pare that down to 8 soldiers?
He wanted a diverse group of soldiers, so from different wars, that includes World War II, the Korean War, and also Vietnam. But then he also wanted to represent a variety of soldiers ethnically, so he includes soldiers from all different kinds of backgrounds. He said really the choice was made for him, though. He did treatments on about 15 soldiers, and really 8 stood out to him. They kept on kind of popping up as voices in his head, he said.
So what is the Medal of Honor? Who is given one?
The Medal of Honor is an award given to a soldier for a very specific act in which they go above and beyond the call of duty. These are acts that nobody would have blamed them had they not done so. So these men acted extraordinarily. Now, talk to a soldier who is a recipient of the Medal of Honor, and he would probably tell you that any soldier would have done the same thing given the circumstances. Stephen Lang sees it a bit differently. He says these are extraordinary men who acted in an extraordinary way. He says their entire life goes into that specific moment.
The truth of the matter is the stories that they're telling are the stories of their lives. What it was about their circumstances that in some way made the action that they took inevitable. You know, that they could do no other such thing. And also the actions that they take from that moment on for the rest of their life are reflected by that action. The action for which these fellows received the Medal of Honor, to me, it's the pebble in the pond of their life, and the ripples go backwards in time and forwards in time as well.
And what does Stephen Lang hope to accomplish with this documentary based on his play?
He's very clear it's not an anti-war film or a pro-war film. That's not the point. He really hopes to inspire appreciation and maybe give people some insight who really don't have any clue what these soldiers went through. Also, he hopes to entertain. You know, it's a play and a film, and he wants to keep audience members engaged. But he also hopes to inspire people. He says a big thing with these soldiers is their courage, and he thinks that's a trait that can be carried over into everyday life.
You know, it can be, charging a machine gun nest, but it can also be speaking out against indignities upon other people who don't speak out for themselves. So, I mean, the qualities that these men display, which is really courage and fortitude and real fiber, that's applicable in so many walks of life.
And that's Stephen Lang and the film Beyond Glory, based on his one-man show, which is based on the book, all of the same name, will make its Michigan debut this weekend in Leland. That'll be at the Old Art Building, And Stephen Lang will be there. So will the author of the book, Larry Smith. Dan Wanchura, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Peter.